gabuyina kuswahili
raita
maemberi vatukambaogele pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord's good to us, isn't he?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's
good to be back with you again.
Amen.
It's good to be back in Africa.
Amen.
Amen. We're here for about 6 weeks. And we'll be traveling visiting many congregations. And we just appreciate how the Lord's been blessing.
Amen.
So we just thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Now in America it's hot this time of year. So when we got off the plane at Lusaka, it was cold, the wind was blowing. So we had to adjust to it. Amen. Alright, we're going to read in the Word of God tonight. From the book of Exodus. And I
want
to read about the manna. And I want to entitle the thought tonight. Why did the manna breed worms and stink?
You know, I can see manna chagari was why when you are Gumola.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, I'm reading in Exodus, and it'll be the 16th chapter.
Chapter 16.
I'm going to read verses 19 and 20.
But I will like verse 19 and 20.
Reads like this,
Yati.
And Moses said, let no man leave of it till morning.
Pao, Moshe wakavambira kuti uchave munthu uchisiye kusvikira chifumo.
Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Well, here we read about a bread that God gave the children of Israel to eat. And it speaks of it in this chapter, the 16th chapter of Exodus.
I'm going to chapter 16.
But due to the light factor, we'll not read anymore. We'll just tell you kind of what it says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But we find manna. We spoke on it somewhat last night. And the children of Israel ate manna in the wilderness. But when they came back to the homeland, they ate the old corn of the land. Amen. But something was in this manna that would cause it to breed worms and stink. Had to have a fresh batch every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, as we look at the way God led the church, when they were in the homeland to begin with, from the book of Acts on to the fall of the church, they had the original spoken word. Starting on the day of Pentecost with Peter, as he spoke the word, tell them how to be baptized. And the word continued to come. And we have that word recorded today, and it's still good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There was no changing of it.
Yes.
And it didn't get old with time. And it weren't just given for that particular day. It was given for all time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, as the gospel came to the Gentiles, Paul began to preach the word of God. Not only did he begin to preach, he began to write. And it was the original word straight from the heart of God. And it has survived through time. Hallelujah. Amen. It was when man began to tinker with it that they become manna. Hallelujah. Now, every one of the seven church age had a word for the age.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We see in the very first chapter, the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, it speaks of the church. And it's broken up into seven ages. And the very first church age, God sent the messenger fallen from your first wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as it went on, they began to get the deeds of the
Nicolaitans.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now they had some words. And the word they had were good.
Amen.
But they had much that was not the word.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And God called it deeds of the Nicolaitans. And he talks about having among them that woman
Jezebel.
And also he talked about having the doctrine of Balaam. All of this was something outside the original.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When they had the original word, it was in the very beginning. And it was pure word. Unmixed with ideas and opinion of men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's when man's ideas got in the word, that's what caused it to breed worms. The original word didn't breed worms of what they put in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the word kept coming on through. The church fell and went through the dark
age.
But God began to restore it back under Luther.
Amen.
Preaching that just shall live by faith.
Amen.
And that's what Paul said, that's original. That won't breed worms.
Amen.
But then Luther also began to preach the Trinity doctrine. And he began to set certain orders up. that after he left, they made the Lutheran church. Now what they got don't look anything like it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When they got through mixing it up, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It began to breed worms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Watch that. It, not only did it begin to breed worms, it began to stink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible calls it the mother of
whores.
The mother of harlots. That's Roman Catholicism. And she began to have daughters. And they all took the doctrine of mother. The Trinity doctrine. And it was built in that message of Luther. Something to call it the self-destruct. The system still exists today. But long ago it began to breed worms and stink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But they did have some original words. Hallelujah. So when John Wesley came to preach church age
message.
Hallelujah. He took that original word and brought it another step further. He began to say the just shall live by faith. But he said we need to live a sanctified life. He began to preach holiness. He began to preach the blood of Jesus Christ and the cleansing power of it. It left the Lutheran church stinking and breathing worms.
Amen.
Oh, God took that original word on a step
further.
God was restoring it one step at a time. Because he wanted to get us back to the land and the original word.
Amen.
So God had another step to take. So he allowed John Wesley and the Methodist system begin to sprinkle the people instead of baptizing. They begin to sprinkle in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Now here's something not in the original. Amen. That was the substance that caused it to breed worms. That's why the church age man of bread worms. Amen. It wasn't the original man. Wasn't the original word. It wasn't the old corn of the land. Amen. It was the word with man's thoughts mixed up.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can't mix our thoughts with the word. The best we can do is produce a message that'll bring worms. It's got to be God's thought. It's got to be the original. That's what God called the old corn of the land. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's what the prophet said. Go back to the original. Hallelujah. So each church age messenger had a portion of the word. But they also mix their ideas and opinions with it. And when they mix their ideas and opinion, the worms start coming out. They begin to stink in God's nostrils.
Hallelujah.
And now just the worms and stinking man. It's full of worms. It's worming. Amen. It's stinking.
They created a Trinity
doctrine.
Amen.
And why did they begin to breed worms? They put something in that weren't in the original.
Hallelujah.
The Trinity doctrine weren't in the original. They began to appoint women to preach. In the New Testament, the gifts were given to men to preach.
Hallelujah.
And now look at the Pentecostals today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They've done like all the rest. That movement began to breed worms. And it began to stink. And they went back to the world. They become like the rest of the denomination. But then we come to the end time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God sent us a prophet. Glory to God.
Amen.
And that prophet that God sent us had the spirit of Elijah for him.
Hallelujah.
He was an Old Testament type.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came to reveal the Son of Man to us again. He would call the people out, tell them where they were from. Tell them what was wrong with them. Just like Jesus Christ did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was revealing Jesus Christ again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Amen. The church has gone into denomination. God's people are scattered out in all denominations. They were living where those worms were crawling around. Amen. It was at a place where it couldn't be changed. Hallelujah. Amen. You didn't try to change denominations. When God sent the message, He didn't say go in there and change it.
Amen.
But He said come out of her mouth. Ideas and opinion in it. Those were nothing but worm eggs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why God said, come out of her, my people.
Amen.
You can't change it, get away from it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He called out people that he could take back to the original. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And as God called us out of the Word, amen, or out of the church age, back to the Word, people misunderstood why the prophet came. Amen. They began to teach things that's not in the Word. Hallelujah. So those worms just crawled out of the church age
and right over here.
They began to say the Word don't come to nobody but a prophet. Show me in the Word where it says that. They begin to say that God will only have one prophet on the scene at a time. And the Word don't come to nobody but a prophet. Well, when you go back to the original, that was the Apostle Peter.
That was
12 of those apostles to the Jews. Hallelujah, that was one man God raised up to take it to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. They weren't prophets, they were apostles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another thing they would preach was
saying,
they would say he finished all the mysteries of the Bible. The Bible don't say that.
But what the people will pay.
Man began to put his ideas in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that was a singular mystery which dealt with the church ages. Said he would finish this mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It was the opening of the seven
seals.
It was what the seven thunders said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's people today, they still teach things contrary to the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They begin to say there's seven men coming to perfect the saints. That just those old worms crawling
around.
Hallelujah.
Engage
some apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers.
I see my pastor,
for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body. Till we all come together. Till we all come to fullness of God. Till we come to the full stature. Complete perfection. Amen. Till we reach the place the body begin to edify itself in love.
Amen.
Amen. Bless them.
In that early church,
when
Paul brought the message to the
Gentiles,
he told him, these things you've heard me, said what I said, tell them to other faithful men. And let him tell them to other faithful men. That we all may see eye to eye on the Word. That there may be one man. Amen.
Amen.
There's a people coming back to the original.
Amen.
We've crossed over Jordan to
Canaan. Hallelujah.
That's where the old corn of the land
is.
The old corn of the land won't breed worms.
Amen.
And when year after year for me is
because
it's the original. That's what you're looking at tonight, the original. The church been called out of denomination.
Amen.
The
The church has been called out the foolishness of the people that follow the message. Hallelujah. Call you right back to the Word. Amen. So Brother Brown opened the seventh seal.
Amen.
It was the Lamb broke him in heaven, but he preached him in
63.
When the church fell away, God showed John the mystery. Revelation chapter 1 verse
20.
Said this mystery concerned the candlesticks, the church age, and the stars. Hallelujah. When John write about in Revelation chapter 10, he said seven thunders sounded their voice. John said, I was about to rise. They said, seal him up. Don't ride him now. He said, when the seventh angel comes, hallelujah, he'll clear up all these
mysteries.
Are trying to lead the people back to a wormy message. I'm not talking about Brother Brown's message being wormy. I'm talking about men putting their ideas and opinion in the Word. It's got to be like it was in the early church. Hallelujah. Amen. I was preaching somewhere, I forgot where it was at. I said, if we preach what Paul preached, Paul didn't preach seven church ages. Paul didn't preach seven seals. Paul didn't preach seven thunders. All that has to do with a church age.
Amen.
All that has to do with the mystery of God. And that seventh angel finished the mystery
formula.
God just gave him a little word for each
age.
He knew they would pollute it.
He knew men
would add their ideas and opinions. So when the church fell away, he sealed it away with seven seals. And lifted it up to heaven with it. Hallelujah. Amen, but he gave men a little for each age. Hallelujah. Coming through the seven church ages. They mix their ideas and opinions with
them.
Amen. Every age had to get a new message. Just like the children of Israel had to get a new manna every day. The man that fell yesterday would have worms today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because those worms in it. Hallelujah. The worms of the church age man is our ideas and opinions. Hallelujah. But we couldn't get to God's original word and pollute it. God had it sealed away in heaven. When he finished all the mystery of God, here comes Christ as a mighty angel.
Amen.
Go back to the book. He brought back the original word. He brought
brought back the old corn of the land.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He brought back the understanding for what Paul said.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And give the last day application.
I just
come through seven church ages.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can't pollute the original word.
Amen.
Amen. You can't add to it, you can't take from. The message that called us out said, don't add to it, take from.
Tried to change one word.
Calls it the Greek worm in the can.
That
was the birth of all denominations. Church fell away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ engaged the church to Christ. Paul engaged the church to Christ. He said, I've espoused you to one husband. That I might present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. And he said, I fear as a serpent beguiling. That you'll beguile from the simplicity of Christ. And before God took Paul off the scene, men began to try to put their ideas in. They had to hold back as long as Paul was living. Hallelujah. Amen. But Paul said, I see a little worm moving around. He said, there's men among you right now. Is it the 20th chapter of the book of Acts? He said, there's men among you right now. That's as soon as I'm gone, they're going to try to draw disciples.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're back in the homeland. It's just where the light was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Brown's message was not given to perfect the saints. It was to call us out of denomination.
Amen.
And tell us to go back to the original.
Amen.
If we go back to the original, what the thunders are no more issue. When the church age started and stopped, that would have been the original. Hallelujah. Amen. To get the original, you got to go back beyond the first church age, back to where Paul preached. There's 13 letters of the New Testament.
Amen.
Got in the book of one chapter, there's 14. And he said, this is for the Gentiles.
Amen.
He said, God made me an apostle to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Somebody said Paul was the prophet to the first church age. You better watch that, it'll breed worms. About 16 times, Paul said he was an apostle. Not one time did he say he was a prophet. Hallelujah. That's an idea, an opinion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Brother Brown told us go back to what the apostles taught. But there was a lot of tares want something else. So he gave them what they wanted. Hallelujah. My God tells me in the Bible that the last day Christ would come.
Amen.
And he said he would have a fan in his hand.
Amen.
And he would thoroughly purge his floors.
Amen.
And eventually gather the wheat in the barn. So God allowed that man to have a fan in his hand. He could see the hearts of the people. Many of them wanted manna. Many of them wanted ideas and opinions of men. So many of the great messages preaching made two different statements about.
Amen.
On the 70th week of Daniel, he preached 7 years, which is right. But later on, someone asked him, is there 7 years or 3.5? He says, no, there's only 3.5 years left. A brother down in Georgia, where I'm from, says, Brother Brown didn't understand you to say it was 7 years. You can hear it on tape. He says 3 times, no, 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 you misunderstood me. Amen.
Amen.
But if you go back and get the 70 week of Daniel tape or book, where he preached in 60 or 61, amen, he says clearly over and over, there's 7 years left to
Israel.
And get the congregation to repeat how much time the Israel have. And he said, repeat with me, 1 more week left to Israel.
Amen.
A few months later, he said, no, I didn't preach that. Said, there's only 3.5 years left. God used that as a fan to blow those away that didn't want to come to the world.
Amen.
He said he would have a fan in his hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. That's a fan in his hand. Paul wasn't a prophet, neither was Peter on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He would say, God only used one man at one time. Said he never have 2 men at the same time. That'll breed worms just as sure as a
worm.
If you don't have the proper understanding. Because you go back to the original, you'll find there was 12 apostles. And not a single one of them was prophets. God is cleaning his floor.
Amen.
So he said, go back and preach what the apostles preached. Baptize like the apostles baptized. Preach the gospel like the apostles preached. That's the original.
Amen.
Amen. God. Now, you know, if there's only one prophet on the scene at a time, and the word only comes to the prophet, how do you explain what Paul said, that God sent the church first apostle, secondary prophets and
evangelists?
That's in the book of Corinthians. 12 chapters. You turn to the original in Ephesians chapter 4.
Paul said, this is the ministry that will perfect the saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And he said, first
apostle.
Secondary prophets.
Right.
Now he's talking about the New Testament ministry.
Amen.
When I first heard about Brother Branham and began to meet some of the followers, they began to tell me, stop preaching fivefold ministry. Said that probably took place back down in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They said, did you know the word come only to the prophet? And said the prophet finished all the mysteries of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Well, in my heart, I knew that just didn't fit the word. Yet, on the other hand, I knew that was God's prophet. So I said, God, I need help here. God, I need some answers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So I closed myself up in the room. Took some water. And the Bible. And some tapes. And I told my wife, you'll find me coming out with the answer. Or you'll find a bunch of bones back there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the 38th day of fasting, there came an audible voice through the room. Hallelujah. Said he was an Old Testament
prophet.
Hallelujah. He wasn't part of the New Testament. Hallelujah. He came to reveal the Son of Man to the Gentiles.
Amen.
And that Jesus Christ had all the five gifts in Him. I'm talking about the fivefold ministry gifts. They're one of the prophet around and around the world.
Amen.
He was a prophet. Like the Old Testament, Lord.
Amen.
But God also told him to do the work of an evangelist.
Amen.
He also pastored a church in Indiana.
Amen.
He was also a great teacher.
Amen.
All those five officers worked with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But just as when Jesus ascended on high, He led captive to captive and gave gifts to men. Apostles, prophets, evangelists,
Hallelujah.
He gave them to the church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost,
Peter,
as an apostle, open the door to the church. Say, repent, be baptized. Not a prophet, but an apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Let's all get a song.
Book sealed away in heaven. Till God opened it up. But God put something in there.
Oh, yes.
That they couldn't come into the gate. Into the true church. Without a true revelation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So
some places Brother Brown was leaving and the seventh seal wasn't open. And the place he said that God sent me to open the seventh seal. There's no quote in the entire writings of Brother Brown. Where he said God told him open six seals. Where he said that was to come seven men. He told us seven men had come. And when he was explaining that lamb with seven eyes and seven horns. Hallelujah. He said the seven eyes are the seven spirits, the seven horns are the seven messengers. There's no place where it said that lamb got 14 horns. Amen. So God, knowing there are some people didn't want to go on with the word, he let certain things said that would begin to breed worms. Many years ago. Brother Raymond Jackson was in Norway. A great servant of God. Brother Brother said to him, Brother Rostrom, he said, Brother Jackson, what do you think the seven thunders are? He said, I don't know. Or something to this effect. He said, but in my opinion, it'll be seven men come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world started all around. Brother Jack said seven men was coming. Brother Jack said the thunder be seven men. All of a sudden you begin to hear people preach the seven thunders or seven men to come. That's the old worms sticking up their heads.
Amen.
Amen. When you go back to the original, you don't find seven men.
Amen.
You don't find seven church angels. You got to go back to that original word. So, God took Brother Brown off the scene. By this time, he had another man raised up called Raymond Jackson. He had a dream about Brother Brown coming on a huge white horse. Brother Brown rode off into the sky. All of a sudden, here come another white horse. Are the same breed but smaller. Brother Jack said he must have sent this back for me. So he sat down in the saddle. His feet fit perfectly in the stirrups. He pulled on the rein. And off to the sky he went. He said, this will do whatever I want it. So he came back and got back off the horse. Hallelujah.
But
Brother Brown was still living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God raised him up in a mighty way. Because that fifth seal showed something else beside the church age. When the opening of the fifth seal took place, it was something outside the church age.
Yes.
It was those Jews that were killed.
Hallelujah.
I held a knife, my damn. That was the first part of it. But the bill still has two parts. It tells what has happened to the Jews.
Yes.
And it tells what's going to happen.
Yes.
So God raised Raymond Jackson
up. Yes.
He anointed him to preach about Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he tells us exactly where Israel fits. See, Israel is the brethren to the bride.
Israel's
part of the family. So God used Brother Jackson to tell them exactly what would happen. What would happen to Israel? Then God took him home. Hallelujah. Now Brother Brown's gone, Brother Jackson.
Who was Brother Brown? Jackson Wakwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But before Brother Jackson went off the scene, he made that statement. He said, in my opinion, the seven thunders will be seven men to come. God took him home. He never did change. Amen. Amen. So people all over the world trying to point the bride to seven men. But when the bride looked into the Word, all they see is them worms sticking out. Because there's something that don't fit the book. They had apostolic ministry. He said a powerful ministry was given for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All the church age messengers have come and gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gives us the pure word of God without men's thoughts injected in
us.
Amen. What he does, he brings back the understanding and put on what Paul
preached.
Paul, many things, said certain things for his day and age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the doctrinal points that Paul brought, they still stand today.
Amen.
Amen. And God kept it secure in heaven. Now we've got the pure word again.
Amen.
Because the mighty angel has come and brought it. Revelation 10 and 8 says, go get the little book out of the hand of the mighty angel. And said, eat it up.
Hallelujah.
And you've been translated into the kingdom of heaven. Romans 1 and 13. And there's no words there. There's no false doctrine there.
Amen.
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 Now God wanted to bring his people back to the solid word. And the people made a god out of Brother Brown. Over in America and in Canada. Some began to baptize in his name. They began to say Brother Brown's our Lord. Others began to say Paul had the word for his day, Brother Brown had it for this. If that be so, why did Brother Brown say, go back to what Paul. Brother Brown had the word for that seventh church age. And to call out of people. But when he called them out, he said, go back to what Paul. Read all Paul's writings. Find where Paul said seven men would come. I said, this is my I'm going back to New Testament doctrine. The New Testament word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God's feeding that little book to his church. And it's not man and it won't breed worms. Because it's been kept in heaven.
Amen.
Absolutely pure.
Amen.
It will translate you.
Amen.
It will rapture you.
Amen.
It will let you know you've come through this church.
It'll
let you know the seal's been
revealed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But let me say this in closing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Satan hadn't laid down and laid dead. He thrills, trying to shake God's people to and fro. But God said, when this fivefold ministry come and is recognized by the people, you'll grow up into the perfect state of the man Christ Jesus. You'll speak the truth in love. And said, you'll no longer be tossed to
me. Amen.
But let me tell you what Satan's doing now.
Amen.
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 He's getting over to the door, walking down the road. He's got one of those, what do you call those glasses you look through?
Telescope.
Telescope. See, there's some said after the fivefold ministry get the bride perfected. Seven men gonna come put the icing on the cake. Show it to me in the book. So these preachers standing, they've got their telescopes. They're staring up the road. They're telling the people that they're going to come seven men put the icing on the cake. But they can stand there and look till they get gray headed. Amen.
Amen.
They're going to see seven men.
Yes,
that's
right.
They're not going to see seven men come down the road with a barrel of ice. Amen.
Amen.
They've been sidetracked. I thank God he's a restorer. There's many that preach that. That come to me when I preach these messages. So, brother, how'd you help me? Brother, how'd you open my eyes? Brother, how'd I see truth now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's giving a shaking. But they're looking through that telescope. Telling the people. The fivefold ministry will only perfect you. But you gotta have the icing on the cake. And seven men gonna come with a barrel of ice. And put it on the cake. Amen. 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 Go in the word for seven men come. Go in where they come with a barrel of ice.
Amen.
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 all ice and it'll have worms in it. Because it don't fit the worms. Now, as far as I know, the first one mentioned that was Brother Jackson. And he didn't say it would be. He said, in my opinion, it could be seven men. Well, I appreciate his opinion on most everything. But on that one, I say, Brother Jackson, you can keep your opinion. Just give me some words. Opinion may be all right for but when it comes to your soul salvation, you want the word.
Amen.
And the apostles preached before the church ages started. Hallelujah. And if we go back to that, we go back to it after the church ages end. And that has happened. He called out the people out of the seven churches. Oh, the denomination was hard to go on. But the brides called out. She recognized her bridegroom. All right, let me tell you this. When Jesus ascended down in the heart of the earth at crucifixion, he went down and brought forth the Old Testament saints and took them to paradise. But when he went down to deliver, all five officers was in him. Amen. Those five officers, with those five officers, he brought those officers. Because they can't be perfected out of us, we can't be perfected out
of us.
Ephesians chapter 4, he says, he that descended into the lower parts of the earth is the same that ascended above all. After he brought them up, he gave gifts unto men. Why did he take all five of these offices? It's a type of what he's doing now. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to take it home.
What the tolerance of them?
And he used that same fivefold ministry that he used to bring those old debts.
Amen.
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 Amen. That might be a script you want to give special attention to.
No, remind him, but where that's at? Where?
Starting in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. And read on down through verse 16. You'll find out when Jesus brought those saints out, he had all five offices and he didn't give out one until he got his people. And then he gave the gifts unto me, an apostle. Hallelujah. So if it took the fivefold ministry to bring those Old Testament saints up, he said he would use it to take you up.
Amen.
To build you up into the perfect stature of the man Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So why did the manna breed worms? God let the original breed worms as a type.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There was something built in that manna.
That
natural food that would cause it to breed worms. Every church age messenger was something built within it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Luther built trend in his message. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith was right, but he had to trend it. John Wesley said we need to be sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's right. But then he added sprinkling the people in the name of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have but at the end time, God calls out a little group. Which is his bride. He sends his fivefold ministry. And he brings back the little book for him to preach so it'll be pure. Brought up to date for the end time people. The first apostolic ministry got him engaged to Christ. Now there's a ministry on the scene, get you married to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I like that scripture Solomon brought. Where he said, who is this that cometh out of the wilderness? Leaning on the shoulder of her beloved. We've come out of the wilderness. We've crossed over Jordan.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
So why did the man of breed worms? It bred worms and stink because it added something that wasn't the original.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so blessed. And when the pastor was preaching here, my soul was so uplifted.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I almost wanted to start jumping. Amen.
Amen.
Because the word is life.
Amen.
And it's telling
life.
Amen. I was so inspired.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can't mix our thoughts with the word.
Yes, we got it.
Amen.
Amen.
The pastor has mentioned about the fivefold ministry.
Is it because it is your son, eh?
The fivefold ministry.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Call the bread and
protect
it.
Amen.
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 Amen. And the fivefold ministry. That will take the bread.
Amen.
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 Jesus said, all those fivefold ministries. And it's that fivefold ministry that brought the saints.
Yeah.
And the word of the Lord is so wonderful. And it's so sweet. So I want to follow the message of God.
Amen.
The brothers explained to us how we supposed to
help
us believe us.
Oh, yes.
We're not supposed to mix our thoughts with the word.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go back to the word. The word of God.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God. This is the end of our service.
Now let's pray.
That's one.
To be zali musimo hanam bora a
tome zali musimo hanam bora
a tome zali musimo hanam bora a
tome zali musimo hanam
bora namaste stati rote lanam bora
a
Lord God, blessed be your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless you, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise your name, O God. We just praise you, Lord.